Hey guys, this is Ryan.
And this is Caden.
And we want to welcome you back to another episode of the First College Podcast, where we seek to answer questions that college students ask. We hope that this encourages you in your walk with Christ. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the First College Podcast.
Let's go.
We are so excited to be with you guys again today. And just really excited about today's question. This is a big question.
Yep.
Certainly one that we hope that we'll be able to answer well for you today. And it really kind of relates back to a question we had a few weeks ago. And so this question today, the one that was submitted, is can you be unsaved? And so I'm going to kind of rephrase that question to what I think the person who submitted this is asking. And so the question we're going to tackle here today is, can a Christian lose their salvation? Loaded question.
It's a good question. Yeah, big question.
Phenomenal question. Can a Christian lose their salvation? So this is great. And really, when I think about this question, really what we're drawn back to is the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints, which is essentially the teaching, the doctrine of...
Once saved, always saved.
Basically saying, if you have trusted in Christ alone for your salvation, you're locked in.
If you are secure in Christ, you are eternally secure.
You're secure.
You are in.
You will persevere
to
the end, is what that doctrine is, perseverance of the saints. And so when we answer the question of can a Christian lose their salvation, the answer to that is no. And so let's kind of unpack that a little bit.
But
I think it's helpful. We certainly want to kind of just want to answer that up front and then kind of unpack some scriptures together, because this is a big question. This is also, I think,
it's an important foundational question.
Foundational.
To understand that
important.
Whenever we are in Christ, we are secure.
Yeah. And I think this is a sensitive question too, because we probably have had people in our own, circles, maybe family members, friends who, maybe grew up in church, you know, did the Christian thing, maybe people who we thought were just strong, devout Christians, and then all of a sudden they've, you know, deconstructed their faith, renounced their faith, and are no longer, for whatever reason, following and walking with Jesus. And so I firmly understand this can be a sensitive thing and one that we've maybe have wrestled with, but I definitely want you all, if you're listening to this, to be... to understand biblically, as we see throughout God's word, is that a Christian cannot lose their salvation. And so we can kind of unpack that here for a moment and see what we mean by this and where we can kind of draw some encouragement and assurance from. And so we just have a lot of scriptures written down here, Kate and I do today. So we're going to give you all a lot of scripture and just kind of, again, this is not going to be like an hour-long podcast. We never want these to be super long, but just keeping it concise and keeping it clear is what kind of our aim and goal is of pretty much all of these podcasts. And so really one of the scriptures that came to mind was one that I actually referenced a couple of weeks ago, really our first podcast when we were tackling these questions. One of the questions that was also submitted a few weeks ago was, how can I know that I am saved? And so this one is kind of almost like a part two, I feel like, to that question, which is great. But one of the scriptures I gave in that podcast that I'm going to give again is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Ephesus, and he says this: "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." And so we talked about in that podcast when we were answering the question, how can I know that I'm saved? Really the two things we talked about was belief in Jesus and is that followed up by evidence in your life through fruit in your life? You know, can people see Jesus in you? And so really at the foundation of it is, to know you're saved is, have you trust in Christ alone? Have you received God's grace? Have you placed your faith in Jesus, in the atoning work of Christ on the cross, and trust in the fact that he rose victoriously on the third day? In that podcast, our goal was for you to understand, man, you can live with assurance knowing that you are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. And so that's incredible news. And so we see that throughout God's word that you're sealed, you're promised salvation. And so kind of a part two of that, I think, is this question of, man, can a Christian lose it? And I think that that scripture alone right there is should be of a huge...
It's pretty indicative of what's to come with this question. And I know there's so much to really unpack with it. And I'm just kind of brought back to the concept of justification, being justified before Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, in Christ Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So whenever we are in Christ, whenever we know that we are sinful creatures, that we are just completely and totally not worthy of this gift of grace that the Lord has given us, and we cast ourselves upon Him, we have made peace with God. And in that moment, whenever we have made peace with God, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, like you just said. Like we see consistently throughout Scripture, whenever we are in Christ, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. Mm-hmm. And as we have the gift of the Holy Spirit in us, we will start to show these spiritual fruits. Just like what's listed in Galatians 5:22. You know, you have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I mean, these are all incredibly important things that we see growing up out of a life that is rooted in the gospel. Mm-hmm. So whenever we are in Christ, we will share and show these fruits that there is evidence of a heart change, that there's evidence of God at work in us.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of bouncing off of that, I mean, 2 Corinthians 5:17, another just familiar text says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has passed, and the new has come. Mm-hmm. And so when you've given your life to Jesus, like, you're a new creation. You're no longer that old creation.
Yeah.
You're no longer, I mean, there's going to be times where we fall short. We're going to continue to fall short, but that salvation is still there.
Yes.
You're still that new creation in Christ. Mm-hmm. You still have a place in eternity with God forever. And so these are some very strong scriptures of helping us grasp the fact that, man, we are secure.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want that security and to rest in that assurance of, like, man, if I truly am a believer in Jesus, that cannot be taken from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to, you know, another scripture is Romans 8:38. It says nothing can separate you from the Father's love. That's paraphrased there. But I can't remember the exact phrasing of the verse. But nothing can separate a child from the Father's love. That's essentially what Romans 8:38 says.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be snatched away.
Yeah. And I mean, that's so comforting to know. I mean, just kind of building off of, you see this consistently built upon in the book of Romans, that Paul is teaching the church in Rome, saying, look, you, whenever you are in Christ, you are secure in Christ. And knowing that whenever we are in Christ, whenever we are justified before Him, whenever we are made right before Him, we cannot lose our salvation. If we are truly in Christ, we will not lose our salvation.
Yep.
Because if we are truly in Christ, there is no going back. God is not going to undo our salvation.
Yeah.
Whenever we are in Christ, it does not give us this license to sin, because grace abounds all the more. We should be grieved by our sin, obviously, but this means that we have been made right before Him. Mm-hmm. And whenever the Holy Spirit is in us, we will continue to want to look more and more like the image of Jesus Christ, growing in sanctification, growing in these fruits of the Spirit consistently.
Yeah, that's good. I just flipped over to Romans 8, 38 and 39, just so I can get this reference right. I did paraphrase there a second ago, but verse 38 says, in 39, it says, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, Paul is, throughout Romans 8, he's talking about that assurance that we can have and the salvation that we have in Jesus, and just the security that we find in Christ. And I love that. Like, we are fully secure, and we can live with that assurance of who we are in Christ, that nobody can take us, nobody can take away salvation from us, not even the enemy.
Yeah.
And so that is so important as we think about our walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's also comforting to know that whenever we are in Christ, like, we are secure.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's so just opposite, so contrary to the world saying, you know, you have to do enough good things, you have to just live this life of perfection and But whenever we are in Christ, we are justified, we are made right, and we are secure in Him.
Yeah.
And that's just so comforting to know that we, the eternal God over all creation, who was there before everything started and who will be there after everything ends, we are secure in Him.
That's
and
right.
that just brings me joy knowing this, that like, hey, I'm secure in the God of all creation.
Yeah.
That is so good and so comforting to know.
That's good. And I think when you think about this conversation, this topic, can a Christian lose their salvation? Really, I think there's a couple of common objections to the belief that a Christian can't lose their salvation. And really, the two questions people will ask will be something of the nature of, well, what about Christians who live in a sinful, unrepentant lifestyle? Or what about Christians who reject the faith and deny Christ? Did they lose their salvation?
Mm-hmm.
And those are great questions.
Yeah.
But really, I think the problem with those kinds of questions is the assumption that everyone who calls himself a Christian has been born again. And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Of course, we can kind of relate to this because we live in Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. We live in what's known as the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a culture down south where there are a lot of what we call cultural Christians.
Yeah.
And so what I mean by that is people who have maybe grown up in church, have gone and done the Vacation Bible School thing, went through a youth group.
Yeah.
I've done all the churchy things.
They say the right things.
20 Bibles on their shelf.
Yeah.
Have a knowledge of God and know some Bible verses, but
no relationship.
Or they truly haven't. You could be a cultural Christian and not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's you if you're listening to this. I don't want to scare you into thinking that, but that's just the reality of the culture that we live in our context of. There is such a thing as cultural Christianity. I mean, really, at the end of the day, the question that needs to be answered is, have you been born again?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago was, I mean, if you know, how do you know you're saved? Have you trusted Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you truly believe in Him? And is that belief, been followed up by the evidence?
Yeah.
And just the work you're doing in your life is good.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, like, I'm reminded of, 1 John 3, verse 6 says, no one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. And that talks about just that unrepentant, habitual sin. If someone is living in that state constantly, they're probably not saved.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, just to call back to our podcast from a few weeks ago now, I mean, whenever we are in Christ, that good old litmus test, does our sin grieve you? Does your sin grieve you? Does our sin grieve us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whenever we are in Christ, whenever we are consistently doing things that we know are not Christ-honoring, that are not holy, that are not becoming to our witness, this should grieve us.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, prayerfully, I hope that we are in a position, all of us, whether you're listening to this podcast or not, are in a position that if you are in Christ, your sin should grieve you. And if you're struggling with that, if it doesn't, just earnestly seek the Lord about that, asking that He will give you a heart that will just convict you of your sin and just help you to grow in those fruits of the Spirit and grow to be a more Christ-like image of who He is and how He is at work in your life.
Yeah, that's good. And again, I know this is a big subject, and there are people in our lives, maybe friends who we thought were Christians, and they've like renounced everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing people are doing in today's society, and it's hard. We ultimately, God's the one that knows the hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He knows
yeah.
the souls, and He knows who's truly a believer. But you know, I think in God's word, we definitely do see, like, the Bible says that if people depart the faith, that's demonstrating they probably weren't a Christian.
Yeah.
In 1 John 2, verse 19, it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they are not of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of wordy there, but just kind of helping phrase, like, man, if there's somebody who was a part of the Christian community who said, I'm no longer part of that, like, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good indicator they probably were not had not trusted in Jesus.
Yeah.
And I can live with peace with that and answering that in this question mm-hmm. that way and resting in that kind of answer, mm-hmm. even though it's tough to wrestle with and to think about. And but again, ultimately God's the one that knows the hearts. Yeah. We're called to share the message.
Yeah.
You know, people come to faith and we celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a thing we see, and I think you know, we can live with that assurance knowing if you've trusted in Christ, like you can't lose your salvation.
Yeah. You are secure in
Him. And those in our circles who, again, going to church doesn't make you a Christian, reading your Bible doesn't make you a Christian. It's faith in Jesus that makes you a Christian.
Absolutely.
Makes you a follower of Jesus. And so those Christian quote unquote things don't make you a believer. And so if you leave mm-hmm. all those things, it's probably just, again, it's an indicator that mm-hmm. that person, that individual, probably most likely was not a believer in the first mm-hmm. place. And so we continue praying for that person, those individuals, those groups of people, that they would come to a place where they repent and turn to Christ alone mm-hmm. for their salvation in Him. And so that's some good news there. And I think just kind of one last, one of my favorite passages when thinking about this, just the security we have in Jesus, comes from John chapter 10. I think I referenced this too in a previous podcast. But John chapter 10 is where Jesus is teaching that He is the Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
That He is he makes this declaration. It's one of the I Am statements mm-hmm. where He says, "I am the Good Shepherd." But in that passage, He says in verse 28, He's talking about us as His sheep, as His people, hearing His voice, and He's teaching about eternal life. And He says in John chapter 10, verse 28, He says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of My hand.
Yep.
My Father who has given them to Me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." That's good news.
Yeah.
That helps me sleep at night, resting in the security that I have in Jesus, knowing that, man, I've heard the Father's voice. I've heard Him through His Word. I've given life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I've trusted in Christ. I can rest in the fact that, man, that nobody can mm-hmm. snatch me out of the palm of my Father in Heaven's hand.
Man, that's good.
We're secure.
That's good.
And it's comforting. Mm-hmm. It's encouraging. I live in light of that truth. I'm going to proclaim that mm-hmm. as long as I live, that I firmly believe in the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints.
Yeah.
That we're secure in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's a Christian, a true Christian. That's really how we should phrase it. Mm-hmm. A true believer in Jesus cannot lose their salvation. Mm-hmm.
They are secure in Christ.
Yeah, you can't be unborn. And so,
yeah,
you've been born again. That's the question: is have you been born again? Have you been born again into the kingdom of God? Mm-hmm. And if you have, you're locked in mm-hmm. and you're secure. And so, great conversation here. Certainly one we can continue having mm-hmm. outside of the podcast, of course, but. Hey, we hope this has been encouraging. Please like and share this podcast with those around you. And we hope that you'll tune in with us again as we kind of keep diving into more questions.
All right, guys. See you next week.